There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Let me stop right there. You guys really need me now. You're going to really need me now. I don't say that. In fact, I don't think I ever say that. But you're really going to need me now. Let me explain. We have a President Donald Trump. Love him, hate him. Not sure there's any in between. The Trumpsters are out in full force. Politicos, pundits. Markets in trouble, markets going down because of Mueller and investigations and political drama. And the speculation of that political drama is weighing on the markets. Every reason, except what really matters. I have two TVs in my office, and I played both today and bounced back and forth. It is amazing the misinformation that is out there in the markets. A, because of, I got to defend my guy. B, because of, I got to rip that guy. These are market pundits that are BSing the heck out of you. And I'm not naming names. I'm over that. We're into generalities right now. So we're going to just say to you very simply, you need us right now because we don't care. We have no ulterior motive. We have no agenda. We can't stand any of them. The only thing that matters to us when it comes to markets, price performance. When wrong, get out with small. When right, let them run. In bear markets, be in cash. In bull markets, accentuate. All else is noise. That's all. That's all. And what we have seen since January 29th, and we told you that day, we thought the high was in for now. and we use the term for now, months. But on February 9th, that big reversal day, we said we thought that low was put in for now. Months. And we've done nothing but go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth with some good strength in the NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100 semis, and real weakness in utilities and real estate and oils and food, drugs, beverage, tobacco, household products, stuff like that. That's all we care about. And that's all we want you to care about. Because I'm about to make a statement, and I want you to listen carefully. And as you know, we measure our words here, and we listen back to make sure what we said is the way we wanted to convey it. And if we think we don't convey it correctly, we come back at you immediately. So listen up. I don't know whether the full force of the market is going to go into bear market. And what that means to the popularity people in Wall Street is 20% drops in the indices. Don't know. And we really don't have to know. All we really have to know is, this is bearish, this is bearish, this is bearish, this is bullish, this has been bullish, but it looks like it's top tier. Get out of the, you get the point. If we are going to go into a real bear market, a lot of what we are seeing, not all, but a lot of what we are seeing is how bear markets occur. And you know how, because we've taught you throughout the years. Little by little, piece by piece, inch by inch, this sector goes, that sector goes, this sector goes, that sector goes, this stock goes, this stock goes, that stock goes. And we go from 80% stocks in uptrends to only 50, and then 40, and then 30. So we don't know yet. We do know there are about 55 to 60% of the market is already in their own bearish phase of certain levels of bearish phase. If they get the good stuff, there's going to be trouble. And what have we told you the good stuff was? NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100, semiconductors, growth, technology, and just underneath that, to a lesser extent, the financials. That's what we've told you. Late last week on this show, on Friday, we said to you, it feels like these big names that are leading are getting tired. It's exactly what we said on Friday to you. And of course, our next line, we got to watch that closely. And I got asked by an emailer this weekend, how did I come up with the tire, the being tired? Well, you can just see certain big names, the strongest names, can't get any more price appreciation, stalling action. Volume, 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 and no movement, and then starts ticking down. Can't rally up, ticks down a little bit more. That's the little process. Now, we didn't make any gargantuan call, just said it just felt like they're a little tired. That's all we said. Because we don't know what's going to come over the weekend, even though it's been basically gap roulette, spin the wheel, and we'll see which way we gap to the upside or the downside. And then we walk into today. And it was a rough day in the market today, to say the least. And we'll go through the markets and everything. But everybody's already talking about why, and they're all wrong. Why is this down? Why is that down? It's happening because of this. It's happening because of that. And all I've been hearing is, it's Mueller. No, it isn't. Mueller's been doing his thing for how long now, and the markets were going higher into the end of January? It's McCabe. What? So he's fired. Whoopee-doo. The reason the markets are going down and acting poorly now, most areas, is because the bullish phase ended on January 29th. That's all. That's why. Look no further than that. 15 months of good, and the bullish phase ended. Now, guess what? When we rallied back up recently, the NASDAQ 100 led up and got into actual new high ground, which was amazing. That may have ended too. Maybe. So up next, the full market wrap, the tail of the tape. Where exactly are the major indices sitting? Where exactly are the big leaders sitting? And what's happening to the bad guys? And then we'll have some news of the day that affected certain names today. Think Facebook for one. Think drug stocks for another. That's all up next on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Oh, you're Paul. I'm the new Sprint intern.
Sprint plus...
intern. Yeah, clever, right?
I was just...
looking at getting an amazing iPhone 8?
Yeah, because...
they have an all-glass design, advanced cameras, A11 Bionic chip, wireless charging...
and you get the best price for unlimited. Nice meeting you.
I'm gonna... yeah, now you're going to give your second phone to your new friend. Wow, Paul! It's amazing. I love it.
Get the best price for unlimited. And now get one iPhone 8 and give a second one on us. Or get the unrivaled iPhone 10 now for just $20 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results from remaining amounts due. Excludes tax credits applied within two bills. iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month credit. iPhone 10, 64GB, $30 a month after $21.67 a month credit. Compared to unlimited HD plans for five lines, carrier features differ. Coverage and offer net everywhere subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So our main mantra has been recently, there is no way they can break the market as a whole. You can have bear markets in all these areas we've been telling you about, but there's no way they can break the market unless they come after the NASDAQ 100, the semiconductors, to a lesser extent, the financials. They came after the NASDAQ 100, the semiconductors, tech, and the financials today, thus leaving with a gross day. Now, we finished up today off the lows, but still down a lot. The closely watched by us, NASDAQ 100, semiconductors and the tech and all that, finished near areas that are of import. We will give you some new levels today on them that if they get taken out, what has been pretty yucky as of recent, will get more yucky. Simple as that. Simple as that. Now, there were some cause and effect today, just letting you know. Facebook. Finished down today, $1.40, about $12.40, a pretty big haircut for a big cap like that. If you haven't read the news, go read the news. It just had to do with your information being out there when Facebook swore on a stack of Bibles that it wouldn't be out there. So there's investigations here, investigations over there, basically what is Facebook doing with our information and why did it get out and did it get out and whatever, whatever, whatever. It was just enough to smack the stock around. Of course, that's not going to help. And in case you don't know, even though Facebook's symbol is FB, it is in the NASDAQ. So, of course, that didn't help. Donald Trump, you know him, right? He had a, I'm going to give him some good and give him some, I think as the president, you got to be very careful about every word you say. I think as the president, you should not be calling out companies by name. I hated when Obama would rip on an industry, so I hate it when Trump rips on an industry. So today he was doing this, it was a get-together on the opioid stuff. And without a doubt, something's got to be done. He's proposing that if it's found out that a dealer or, you know, brought in drugs that killed somebody, they should be able to be given the death penalty. I'll let you all decide on that. I don't think it's ever going to come about, but whatever. But he also said, I feel like suing all these drug companies on what they have done with the opioids and all that. And we're not saying he's not right. We're saying that's not the president to do. I abhor him doing that. So some drug stocks got hit also. Of course, it's come out now that these China tariffs, as of Friday, $60 billion of them, dollars worth. That's happening also, and you know what I think about tariffs. And I've been going back and forth with a lot of you by email. Some people have called me in the office. I repeat, tariffs suck. And for all you people defending Trump on tariffs, when if it was a Democrat, you'd be having a fit. Tariffs are a tax on the consumer. That's all they are. Tariffs will get flushed down to you every time. Now, the question is, well, they do it. Yeah, they do. And they're a bad player. So what do? I think you go with the reciprocals. That's all. I think you do go reciprocal. I don't think you throw out these big, gigantic tariffs and then all of a sudden have to give waivers to some, not to others. And if you're the Donald, you know, the great negotiator, the art of the deal, get your butt in a room with their trade people and come up with a happy medium, which you have not done. So I'm against the tariffs, too. I don't know if that took a play into today. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Here's what I do know. All the major indices, except the NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100, and to a lesser extent, believe it or not, the Russell 2000, are in what I call no man's land, in between the 50 and 200-day moving average, which is not good news, but not necessarily bad. Of course, we're now going to watch those 200-day moving averages closely, a break below, and good night, Irene. The NASDAQ 100 both hit the 50-day moving average today and bounced off it a little bit. Not a lot, a little. And we'll go through the numbers in a little bit. It would be normal as normal can be to get a little bounce off the 50-day moving average, the first time hit as of recent. And that's what the NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100 did. The semiconductors did not get down. That's the stocks down to the 50-day. The Russell 2000, the 50-day, and bounced. But everything else underneath, and may I say the financials, the XLF, broke the 50-day today. And in case you don't know what the 50-day is, that's just an important area of support. You don't believe me? Go time test it. But all those other areas that are bearish, man, the XLP, which is the consumer staples, just crashing. The XLI industrials, ugly. Japan, ugly. The healthcare XLV breaks badly, can only rally up into resistance before fading. The metals and mining now, troublesome. Look at the XME. The steel stocks, the SLX, rolling over. I thought these tariffs were supposed to help steel companies. Well, maybe not. By the way, in case you don't know, all this dumping of steel onto our shores has kept the price of steel down. You got that? Just a counterintuitive thought. So anyway, there's a lot wrong. The good news is NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100 on the 50-day moving average, it better hold. That's all. It better hold. Up next, we go more in depth with the full market wrap, other news, and then I'm gone. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
I don't know what this means, but the Facebook security chief is stepping down. So obviously a few little issues at the old Facebook. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have set the stage. We've given you some ideas, some thoughts, and all that fun stuff. Again, the main mantras is 60% of the market about is already in bearish shape. The strongest areas, NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100, semiconductors, growth, tech, and that stuff, they got hit hard today. The financials, actually, a bunch of them broke a little bit of support. The good news is the NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100 held the 50 days so far. If they do get taken out, then we're going to be talking. And you better be listening, because as I said earlier, you're going to need me. And that ain't patting on the back, that is fact. After what I've been listening to today, you're going to need me. And remember, we haven't had a bear market in 9 years because of central banks, and we're way overdue. Not saying we're going to have one. All we are saying, a lot of things that are going on, are pretty good signs of potentially one. Just stay tuned. Stay in gear. We do not need to have our headlights go farther than they need to go. You know? That said, let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dow down 335. I think it was down like 470. S&P down 39. NASDAQ down 137. I think it was down 180. NASDAQ 100 down 155, SOX down 27, Russell 2000 down 1%, mid-caps down 1%, transport's only down 37 though. Europe was a little bit weak. Advanced declines were gross. A lot more new lows than new highs in the market. How's that? And as stated, very simply, leadership got to bust it up. The good news is NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100 is still above the 50-day moving average, but watch those areas. I'll know more on whether they can bounce it or not, and if they do bounce it, how good the bounce is going to be. But leave no doubt as you scan through countries and sectors and indices, you still got issues. So our mantra remains the same. The high, January 29th, the low, February 9th, but we're now edging towards worrying about that low versus worrying about the high. Support levels. You with me? On the Dow, the low of 2 weeks ago, 24,217. Watch it. That's not the low of February 9th. On the S&P 500, 2647, the low of 2 weeks ago. Watch it. NASDAQ, the low is 7,084. Watch it. If they hold, terrific. If they don't hold, oy vey. Sector-wise, eh. The only thing I see green was defense stocks. Because everybody likes a good war. But pretty much everything else was in the red. And as I scan the Dow names, I'm telling you, fewer and fewer Dow names are now in the good column, which is not good news. And by the way, the Dow is probably, the Dow and the NYSE are the ugliest looking indice charts, patterns. The good news is the Dow is not as broad-based, but still matters. So do pay attention, my peeps. Movers of the day. Upside, not much. Northrop Grumman up 6, as mentioned, defense stock. Four more, Orbotech. Lockheed Martin was a 3, another defense. TransDigm, Jazz Pharmaceuticals, 2 or more, AutoZone. LendingTree. That's really it. Yikes. On the downside, you ready? Google, 35. Amazon, 26. Booking Holdings, 25. Arista Network, 16. Universal Display, 15. Guess what's going on there? Supposedly Amazon may do their own screens. Facebook, 12.5. Finished on the 50-day move-in. By the way, the 50-day move-in average on Facebook is 182.30. Excuse me. On the 200-day, 172.54, it closed at 172.56. But I do have Facebook down about $1.70 in the aftermarket, I guess, on that news of the security dude. 11 or more, Mercado Libre. Khaki. Coherent. 9 or more, Broadcom. Market didn't like their numbers. BlackRock, Baidu, NVIDIA, Biogen, Charter Communications, Intuitive Surgical, NetEase. That's just the 9s. 8s, Equinix. 7s, Tesla, Loxo Oncology. 6s, Cable One, Ulta Beauty. 5, Sage Therapeutics, Alibaba, Amgen, IDEX Labs. 3M, that's a no name. Stamps.com, Madison Square Garden, Illumina, A Biomed, Goldman Sachs, Align Tech, Cinex, Netflix, those are just the fives. You mind if I do the fours? Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Mohawk Industries, I hear they have cool carpet. Bluebird Bio, Prax Air, they have air, or gas. Alexion Pharmaceuticals, McKesson, Mazor Robotics, KLA Tencor, Deere, Lam Research, Caterpillar, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, Shire PLC, Exact Sciences, Inogen, Simpress. Those are just the fours. Okay. Do I need to do the threes? I don't need to do the threes. It was a rough day, may I say. I always get asked about my tactics. I kept all my big strength. Anything that broke out and tucked its head in like a frightened turtle, I said bye-bye to. I don't care what it is. And I'll take it from there. Let me repeat. Don't listen to what anybody says. Watch price. I also heard somebody say today it wasn't the fundamentals. Had nothing to do with fundamentals. Really. Due to the fact there's 100 years of history that most of the time markets are forward-looking thinkers. What if there's a slowdown coming? You know, we just did have 2 or 3 months of lesser retail sales. But wait a minute, we just had a tax cut. Oh, yeah, but they also lifted debt $300 billion a year, and we're going to do $1 trillion a year in deficit this year, totaling $21 trillion, which, by the way, on September 8th, we were $20 trillion. Last Thursday, we went to $21, the quickest we've ever seen $1 trillion. But that doesn't matter. Because nobody's reporting that. Remember, debt and deficits don't matter. You know, Toys R Us isn't going out of business because of debt, right? Oh, that's right, they are. Puerto Rico hasn't been a hellhole before the hurricane because, oh, that's right. GM wasn't bailed out because of debt. Oh, wait, they were. Oh, that's right. But that doesn't matter now. Oh, we can just print our way out of it, right? Sure. That's right. Just print away. Anyway, we'll keep you abreast. Again, we don't have to predict. We know what to avoid, and that number's picking up. And we now have some signpost that if hit, we'll know more. Up next, this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. $100,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heart, for mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So I think we covered the market to death here. Just pay attention to price. Most important thing today is the NASDAQ 100 bounced a little bit off the 50-day moving average the first time it hit. That's important. But just letting you know, every time we go down, internals deteriorate, fewer and fewer stocks are working, fewer and fewer sectors work, and that's when we start giving you support levels like I did earlier. The first support level is the one that we hit 2 weeks ago. If it's not taken out, terrific. If it is, then we have to start talking about the February 9th. I do not think February 9th is getting taken out anytime soon. Not saying it won't be. I just don't see it just yet. I think a lot has to happen for that to happen. But that doesn't matter. That thought doesn't matter. What only matters is avoid the energy and oils, the food, drug, beverage, tobacco, household products, consumer staples, housing, real estate, utilities, gold stocks, silver stocks, commodities now in trouble. Managed care is now in its own bearish phase too. Mainstream biotech bearish phase. In the Dow, names like Disney, oh gosh. General Electric, bunch of Dow names. Europe, Germany, France, United Kingdom, all act very poorly. That's what I'm talking about. We can move all these areas to the side. The side. And if the big support levels decide to get taken out, you are going to hear from these same pundits, oh, it's cool, don't worry, everything's okay. We're going to remember that we still think we're in an asset bubble. We're going to remember that the central banks did what they did throughout the years. We're going to remember the debt and the deficits. And we're going to remember the boom-bust cycles that we have seen since 1998 and not rule out, if the lows get taken out, something that's not garden variety. But there's no way that can happen unless they take the NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100 out and break the 50-day and then start taking out these support levels. Cannot happen. Lastly, because I get asked, I told you all right after Trump won the primary that the media would no longer play nice. He is now the enemy, and they will be out to destroy him. If he does good, it'll be bad. If he does bad, it'll be the end of the world. Remember that, I told you. You see all this stuff with Mueller and McCabe and all these other people? I keep hearing, well, they're Republicans. Yeah, that's right. Guess what we think of them? I don't excuse Donald Trump. The man's got issues. Not going to get into him. I've never met him personally. The fix is in. The fix was in. They will charge him and whoever else with obstruction of justice because they can't charge him with anything else. You know what obstruction of justice is? An opinion. That is what's going to happen. Mueller? Don't know him. But he's in the tank. Comey? Lied under oath. McCabe? Trump had nothing to do with it. The people inside the FBI internally fired his butt for also lying. The fix is in. And it's going to get worse. I'm 100% certain. We called it from day one. All these people were planning on Hillary Clinton. They were not planning on Donald Trump. And they are determined to do away with him. And they are a very determined crowd. I expect within 90 days of the election this year, some sort of trumped up, no pun intended, obstruction of justice charge. And the media will wet their pants 24/7, like they've already wet their pants now. The media's lied to you about this guy McCabe. He's not losing his pension. And Trump had nothing to do with it. But I digress. Unfortunately, it's only going to get worse, not better. He doesn't help the cause with the antagonizing. But on some level, I get his point. The frustration must be palpable, knowing what he's dealing with. Remember, these people running government, they're the ones that brought us the $21 trillion of debt. You think I think any good of them? You think I give them any credence whatsoever? Not a lick. They are all working for themselves and for their own power set. We're just a bunch of Muppets. We're just a bunch of marks. They couldn't give a crap about us. And they've proven it day in and day out. It is going to be one heck of a 2018, ladies and gentlemen, because if it's an election year. And the boys want the power back. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.